All right, let's turn to the book of Hebrews and chapter number 12. And it's been a little bit, but we have talked about faith, and faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And we tied it back into Hebrews chapter number 10 as we looked at, I don't know if I told you Hebrews 12 or Hebrews 11, it's Hebrews 11. And we tied it back into Hebrews chapter number 10 and where the just shall live by faith. And so that really Hebrews 11 is the author of Hebrews explaining how the just live by faith. So we're looking at that, and we remember as we're going back to the beginning of the book of Hebrews how the author of Hebrews is reminding those who are receiving this letter how that following Christ is better than walking in Judaism. And so he's taught them to that the just live by faith. And then we remember verse number 2 says, "For by it the elders obtained a good report." And so the author of Hebrews has told them about that. He's explained that through faith or by faith, the elders obtained a good report. And now what he's going to do is he's going to spend the rest of Hebrews 11 explaining that. He's going to explain how each of these elders walked by faith and how they had a good report with God because of that. And so we do always want to remember that walking by faith is a characteristic of those who seek God. It's a characteristic of one who has come to Jesus Christ for salvation from their sins. They walk by faith. And so we're going to learn the lessons as we look tonight. We're going to look at Abel, and we're going to see how maybe Abel gained a good report by walking by faith. And then through all of those, we'll see how we can apply these to our lives and understand that if we want to have a good report with God, it's going to be because we walk by faith. Hebrews 11, 2 says, "For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And by it, he being dead, yet speaketh." Heavenly Father, as we open your word, we pray that your Holy Spirit will be here with us tonight. Pray that your Holy Spirit will teach us, and that we can be encouraged with your word. God, that your Son Jesus Christ will be glorified. We know that it requires the Holy Spirit to take the word and make it effective and to change our hearts and lives. And we pray that your Holy Spirit will be present with us tonight in that manner. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. So, faith obtains a good report. And the reason that faith obtains a good report is because that it believes the word of God. You see, faith is always based upon the word of God. Faith is not some blind idea. Faith is always taking God at his word and believing the promises of God. And so the author of Hebrews begins that by saying, in verse number 3, through faith we understand that the words were framed, how? By the word of God. And so he's showing us that faith is believing the word of God. And we, by faith, believe that the world was created by the word of God because, Genesis 1:3, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. So God spoke the word, "Let there be light," and there was light. And we could go through all of creation. But all of creation, it says, "And God said." And so when we look at the world in which we are living, it's because of our faith in God that we believe that everything that is here is because God said it would be. God spoke, and it came into existence. God didn't use a process to create. God spoke, and the worlds were framed, as the author of Hebrews says here. He also says the things seen were made of things which do not appear. Going to get into a little bit of creation here for just a second. And we want to understand that everything that we see was made of things that do not appear. And that is God created by what is known as ex nihilo, which means from nothing. You know, if you go back to the beginning, it says, in the beginning, God. So you understand that in the beginning, there was nothing but God. Well, was there light? No. Was there stars? No. Was there the earth? No. Was there the sun? No. Were there galaxies? No. There was, in the beginning, God. Okay? And so, there was only God. And there was nothing else. When God created, He didn't take pre-existing materials and then form them to create. No, God created out of nothing. God created the heavens and the earth from nothing. There was God and nothing else. And God took nothing and made everything. And so that's our faith. We believe God. We believe that God said in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. So you had God. There was no other material matter. There was the Spirit that is God. And God spoke and matter appeared. From nothing, everything came into being. So the things which you see were made out of nothing. See, so the end of verse number 3. So the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. In other words, there wasn't a globule of matter out there, and God took that globule of matter and formed it into something else. You know, like we might take a glob of clay and begin to form that clay and make some ceramic item out of that. That's not what God did. There was nothing but God, and God spoke. And the things which appear, the things which we see, God spoke them into existence out of nothing. And so everything that was made from materials that did not exist before creation. And everything that is made was made in those 6 days. God said, let there be light, and there was light. And it goes on to tell us, in the morning and the evening was the first day. We know it was 6 24, literal 24-hour periods of time, because He said the morning and the evening was the first day. The other interesting thing is to realize that the morning and the evening existed before the sun and the moon. So we understand this time frame has nothing to do with the sun and the moon. They were created later. God said, let there be light. Recognize that light existed before the sun. Right? So we understand. I mean, those are some unique things to understand about the creation. But they give us insight into the sun doesn't give us. I mean, it does by nature, but the morning and the evening, or the evening and the morning, those were determined before the sun was created. We also want to understand that creation happened once. You know, we may say today, well, we'll take last Friday, Kimberly had the breast cancer awareness pink ribbon luncheon. Is that what it was called? And Kimberly made a fruit stack. And someone might say, well, Kimberly created a fruit stack. No, Kimberly didn't create a fruit stack. She took some watermelon and some sugar melon and some strawberries and some berries and some pineapples and whatever else was in there. And she took some materials that already existed and she formed them into a design. She didn't create anything. She formed things, but she didn't create anything. To speak that someone is a creator or to create something is not really accurate, because to create means from nothing. We might say that someone is a molder or that someone may fashion something. Again, taking pre-existing material and forming it into something new. But only God created, and that was ex nihilo. And so the foundation of our faith, it begins in us believing the Word of God and that God created by His Word. And so knowing that God created should encourage us as believers to understand the power of the Word of God. You think about the power of creation. Think about that hurricane that went through Southwest Florida. Of all that we've been able to do and all the things that man have been able to do, and we've been able to split an atom and make atomic energy. But one thing we've never been able to do is to harness the weather. So the power that is in a hurricane, we cannot harness that. But God created that which gives that power. The power that we see in splitting an atom and an atomic energy. You take when the bombs were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and you saw all of that devastation and all of that. That power is less than the power that resides with God. Everything that is, you think about the sun, and listen, the sun is a very small star, but you think about the power that has so many millions of miles away, and it still has the power to give us life on this earth. You think about all of that power, and you recognize that all of that is underneath submission to God. Because when He chose to, remember, He made the sun to stand still and to move backwards. And when He chooses to, He'll cause the sun to go out. There'll be no more sun. All of that power is underneath the power of God. And so that us understanding that God spoke and that power came into existence should encourage us to understand the power that resides with God. And so, when we're facing life, we can look at life and we can, by faith, recognize all that has to happen is God just speaks and it's done. That should increase our faith to know that at the words of God, the universes were created. At the word of God, the sun stands still. At the word of God, disease goes away. At the word of God, the flooded waters of Jordan stood up as a bank. That should encourage us to understand the word of God. At the word of God, no matter what we are experiencing in life, if God would speak, it would change our circumstances. If the Word of God made all things, then the Word of God can make your circumstances different. And you know that's why we ought to be in the Word of God. Because we have the written Word of God. If we can find a promise and cling on to it and say, God, you said in your word this, and I believe your word, God, so I'm going to cling on to that promise. That should give us faith because we know that God can't lie and God will not lie. And if He made a promise, then we can grab it and hold on to it and cling on to it. And it will increase our faith because we are taking God at His word. Sometimes our problem with having faith is that we don't believe the Word of God. We don't believe that God will be faithful to His Word. We might maybe know that it says it, but to really grab a hold of that and hold on to it, We're not so ready to do that sometimes. You know, I can look back in my own life and I can look at times in my life when I clung to the promises of the Word of God. And I said, God, this is what you said in your Word, and I'm going to cling to that promise. God, I believe you. I believe your Word. And so my faith was not in my faith. My faith was only in what God has said, and I would cling to his Word. See, this is the reason why the elders obtained a good report. By faith, the elders obtained a good report because they believed what God said. They believed God's Word. And so God approved of them because they believed his Word. You know, think about it. Do you like to be called a liar? Or do you like to hear someone say, I don't believe you? I don't like to hear that, right? I don't want to be called a liar, and I don't want someone to say, I don't believe you. Well, in essence, that's what we're doing when we don't cling to the promises of God. And we don't build our faith on the promises of God. We're saying, God, I don't believe you. God, you're a liar. You're not going to do what you said you're going to do in your Word. And so God's not going to approve of you if you call him a liar, right? So if we don't like to be called a liar, and if we don't like for someone to say, I don't believe in you, then what makes us think that God would like to hear us say, I don't believe you? And think about this. Have you ever heard someone come to you and say, I believe you? How do you feel when someone says, I believe you? I mean, it gives you confidence, right? It probably gives you joy that someone believes what you're saying. Now, everybody else might not believe you, but I believe you. It makes you like, yes, that person believes me. Well, think about it from God's perspective. The same should be expected from God. It brings joy to God when his people believe him and trust in his words. So that's why the elders obtained a good report. Because they looked at the Word of God, they believed the Word of God, and they trusted the Word of God, and they walked in their life according to the promise of God. And because they believed God, they believed his Word, and they walked according to it, they obtained a good report. God approved of their situation. They were affirmed by God because they took God at his word. We would be so much better off if we would learn to have faith in the Word of God and to believe that the Word of God is powerful and to believe the promises of God are true. And as the old song says, all the promises of God are mine. You know, the book of Ephesians tells us about he's blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. See, because we're in Christ, we ought to recognize the blessings that are ours because we have trusted in Christ. And so we're just beginning of thinking about the elders obtaining a good report. And I'm not even going to branch into Abel, because in order to do that, we have to go back and look in the book of Genesis, to Genesis chapter number 2, and I just don't have time tonight. But I want us to think about, you know, believing the Word of God and the things that were formed by the Word of God out of nothing, and because the elders took God at his word. It was because they took God at his word and they had faith in the words of God. That is the reason that God affirmed them. You know, we all like affirmation, right? We all like to be affirmed. And we can be affirmed because we believe the word of God. You see, when we cling to a promise and we hold to that promise. That's affirmation that I know I believe God and I know I believed His word. And you know that you're a person of faith and you know that you're trusting Christ. And so a way to find affirmation is to believe in the word of God. And then maybe not even your own faithfulness, but believe that God has already promised you. If we believe not, yet He abideth faithful, He cannot deny Himself. So the elders were affirmed. They had a good report because of their faith in the word of God. And I pray that you will learn to do that likewise, that you'll learn to have faith in the word of God. And because of that, you'll obtain a good report or be affirmed, as it says. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We had to open your word and study just a smidge tonight about your goodness and your faithfulness and about your word. Thank you, God, for loving us and caring for us and for working in us both to will and to do of your good pleasure. I pray that you bless your people tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.